Okay, we are in the Mishnah on Daf Tezayim and Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Ha'umanin Karen Bereisha Ilana Bereisha Nidbach. So we're speaking here, we're going to discuss in the Sugya two dinim. Number one, if you have workers, you have individuals who are Mishubid Le Melechez Baleihem. They are doing work for someone, they've been hired, and they're halfway up a tree or on their upper wall, and it's going to cause Bittul Malacha for them to descend. So what are they allowed to say whilst they are up the tree on top of the wall? And what must they descend for? And also in general, we're also going to mention some things which they should Bechlal not say just because they are Meshubed L'Malacha. So these are certain things which Chazal patted them and they said you are working for someone else, you should just either do a truncated version of something or just omit it entirely. That's what we're going to discuss. It says in the Mishnah, "Umanim kein bereishin and bereishin nidbach." So you have these workers; they're allowed to say Shema on the tree, whilst they're up the tree, or they are on top of a wall. Masha einan reshoyin lasis kein of a tefila, but they are unable to do so when it comes to tefila. We know that tefila in the Gemara means Shema Nasrei. Rashi says an interesting lashon: Masha einan reshoyin lasis kein betefila, the tzleisa rachmehi uboy kavana. So it's interesting, just the Ha'ara Ketana, Rashi says, because Tzloisa, i.e. the Tzvila of the Shemoneh Esrei, is a Bakoshes Rachamim, Uboi Kavana. Which is interesting. Does that mean that just because it's Bakoshes Rachamim, meaning, I don't know, the first three brachas, which is not Bakoshes Rachamim. So that kind of, that would have been okay, even though Kavana is Ma'akiv in Ovis, at the beginning, and it's not Ma'akiv in the Bakoshes Rachamim. But Tzlaisi is Rachamim, but even Klali, it needs a little bit of work as to what exactly this means. But Al Kaponim was saying that the level of Kavana which is necessary when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei is more, and therefore you will not have that Kavana if you're up a tree, therefore they must descend. Chasim Patavi Kreshma Laila Harishona Admutse Shabbos in Leos Amaisa. Meaning, we know that it was common for them to get married on a Wednesday night. So in a situation where someone was marrying a besula and he was concerned and nervous and torrid about bilas mitzvah, so there is a patur from Kriya Shema, and if he was not successful to consummate the marriage, that patur extends through Motzei Shabbos. But after Motzei Shabbos, even if he has not been successful to consummate the marriage, we say that he's no longer as concerned and torrid, and therefore there is no longer a patur. He got married and he nevertheless said Shema the first night. But you taught us that a chasen is pater. I always found this lashon interesting. I'm not going to listen to you. I mean, I don't know, why didn't he just say that I'm different, I'm able to have kavana? I'm not going to listen to you. To be mevatel from myself, Malchus Shemaim Afilu Sha'achas. And in essence, what he was saying is that because he was capable, he was able to do. If you look at Tesis for one second, Tesis says, Maisa Baraming Blush Nasa Isha Vakara Krishma Balayla Rishena, three Tesis and down. Lav Maisa Listerhu. I mean, very often, if we bring in the Mishnah a Maisa, which is a contradiction, the Gemara will say, Maisa Lister, and we'll say, Chasir Mechstra. Tesis says, this is not a Maisa Lister. The Kamash Mon in Godel who Beitech Baatzme Sheyuchal Leiskavin Vehu Roy Little Es Hashem Harishus Biyade. Two conditions need to be met. Number one, if you are a Godel and you Beitech Baatzme, I mean, I know that I am able to have the requisite level of Kavana which I need for Kriya Shema. Number two, Vroy Little Es Hashem, meaning you are the type of individual that it is appropriate for you to act in that manner. It's not considered to be Yehura and holier than thou, and so it's not a haughty behavior for you to do so, then you're able to do so. But it's interesting, that's not really what he told the Talmidim. I mean, well, it doesn't seem to be. It just says, Eini Shemei Alechem Levat Laminim Alcha Shemaim. Fine, I'll go, yeah. That's what I'm pointing out. Interesting lashon. Tan Rabbanan. Hamanim Karen Bereisha Ilan Bereisha Nidbachu Mispalim Bereisha Hazayis Ubereisha Te'ena. So here the Brisa says, yes, they say Shema Bereisha Ilan Bereisha Nidbach, but Shemoneh Esrei they may say if they're on an olive tree or on a fig tree. Shar Kalilanis Yardin Lamate Mispalim. Rashi says So they can stand there, they're not hard pressed. They ain't shum pachad lipo. So it's interesting. One would conclude from here that if you are in an olive tree or in a fig tree, she says, ain't shum pachad lipo. You're not scared. You're not there, b'doichek, you're not scared, you're able to be mechaven, it's okay. Our Mishnah said categorically that when it comes to a Shmoneh Esrei, you descend. It didn't speak about an olive tree or a fig tree. It didn't say about a teina or a zayis. Is the Mishnah chaylik on the Braisa, or is Braisa just coming to be mefarish and say more? Not 100% clear. But what's interesting, the Braisa continues and says, Ubalabai is bein kach, ubein kach, Yerid lamata umispala lafish ein daite mushevis alav. So what does that mean? And we just said that when it comes to Azayas and Atena, ein sham pachad lipo, you're not there b'deichak, and you're able to have kavana. But we say balabai is bein kach bein kach yerid lamata umispalel. The Bais says lafish ein daite mushevis alav. His das is not miyushiv. So it's interesting. Rashi says ein daite mushevis alav mi b'yisusai from fear. It seems to me that it's a little bit of an in-between, meaning it's not that there's no fear whatsoever, but you're not scared that you're going to fall down, but, you know, maybe it has to do with the fact that, I don't know if it has to do with the fact that the Poyalim are more trained and therefore they're able to do it, and the Balabais is a bit more scared. But Rashi says this is a concession, a halachic concession which was made for Poyalim specifically. It seems to be a little bit of fear. Clearly, there still is. Tesis asks a question. We know that the Lashon in the Gemara is Keseder Hayored Lifnei Hateva, that one would descend when one would be the Shatz and when one would daven. You're not supposed to daven from. We know Mimamakim Krasich Hashem. Yishleim the Hasa Mari Al Gabi Kisa Yisafso. Avo Beilan Shaolah Sham Lasis Malachte Havi Kime Aliyah. I mean, like you know, if a person says, "Oh, you can't daven in a plane because you have to daven in a makim nomer." Now, the plane is like a different area. It's like I'm davening in the loft. I don't have to go down from the loft. Once you're in the tree is considered to be like a separate area. That's fine. Well, good.
Why worry about bowing and stepping back?
I'm sorry.
Why worry about bowing and stepping back?
I mean, I presume that we're saying that you're able to do so. Either you are able, you're unable to, depending on the type of tree. I think that's what we're saying. Says the Gemara, Rami Lei, Rav Mari, Barada Bas Shmuel, Lerava, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Homan in Kerem Bereshin, Bereshin Idbach, Alma Loi Bai Kavana. Meaning, we said a tree is a place where you would be scared to say the Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore you don't have Kavana, but nevertheless, Kriya Shma, you can do so, suffice to say, Bai Kavana. Ramini, Hakir Shma, Tzarech Shi Yechavin, as Liba, you need to have Kavana, Shnema Shma Yisrael.
Just
like over there, there is a requirement of haskis to listen with intent. It's a higher level. It means kavana. So to over here, it means kavana. So you see clearly that you need to have proper kavana when it comes to shema. So why are we saying that the umanim are able to say shema when they're up the tree?
We said haskis yesterday.
Am I right?
Not Le'alan. Le'alan is further.
I'm sorry?
Haskeh
Shema. Right.
Yesterday.
Right, and we're saying Malahalon Bahaskeh. So just like over there, it's referring to, you know, having intent and listen properly. So to, in reference to when it says Shema Yisrael, so to that Shema is also a Haskeh Sticker Shema, meaning listen with intent. It's a type of Shmia. You have to listen with the proper Kavana. So you see that you need to have Kavana when it comes to Kriya Shema. So Ishtik, they didn't have an answer. Amalei midish melech abahab. Perhaps you heard something on this. Amalei hachi amrak sheishes. Vehu shebetelin mimolachton v'koyrein. Yeah, you know what it means. Of course, you cannot be working on the tree and saying Shema. You have to have kavana. But if you stop, then you're able to have kavana. Again, it's only a din, a special din in tefillah. I mean, it's interesting. We might have said, you know, the difference between Shema and Shmoneh Esrei is one is long, one is short. Maybe that's the difference. But Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said it's a special din by tefillah that tzleisa rachmehi, and it could be because otherwise you might say, well, maybe say havineinu, which is even shorter than three parshas of Shema, even than one paragraph, and so on. So that doesn't seem to be the chilek. So we're saying over here that in a situation where one is batal mi melachta, he stops doing his malacha, that he's able to say Shema, he's able to be mechavin. We learned in the Brisa before, one is allowed to continue to do malacha whilst you are saying the Shema. Meaning, beperik rishon, you have to stop. You're not allowed to do malacha whilst you're saying the perik rishon. Perik sheni and onwards, then you're allowed to continue to walk and do your malacha whilst you're in the perik sheni. So, when our Mishnah says, it's referring to that they've stopped doing their malacha, and they have kavana, and during the perik rishon, and that they're able to do. Tesis just points out, in Dibra Maslach have a perik rishon, la dafka nakit perik rishon, dahindu aliba de rava, varava amal el posik rishon lavad. Vachi ilchas, really, it didn't mean the full perik, it just meant the first posik.
Why do you want to make an argument here between Krishna, which is a drysa, and the tefillah, which is a little...
Yeah, doesn't make that, it's very interesting.
The Shafi Atariya from this Gemara is that he already said Krishna was a mama.
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
Otherwise, why?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's that's a chilek. There's also, as you mentioned, you know, Shemana Esrei is much longer. It's a much longer tefillah. One might have thought that might have been a chilek. The chilek's in what? Tefillah we're saying is because it's the tzleiser rachmehi uboy kavana, right? Yep. Let's see. Right, now this next brisa, just the preface, again we're going to be speaking about Poyalim and so on, and Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but we're not discussing now what you can say whilst you're on the tree, up the tree, down the tree, we're just discussing what they say and what they don't say, because you are Meshubid, because you're working for me, I'm paying you, what are you busy saying all these prayers for? Get back to work. So we're just discussing what they are allowed to say and what they don't have to say, what they shouldn't say. Tan Rabban. Apoilim shayu aisin malach eitz abalabais. Kirin kriyashma, that they can say, umavarchin lafanev alachrea. The birchas kriyashma before and after they say. V'aychlin piton umavarchin lafaneha valachrea. So they say, hamaitzi, and they say birchas amazin. Umispaulin tfila shalshmanasri. So these are all the things which the poil is allowed to say while he's on duty. Aval ein yardin lafnea teva. The Ein and Eisin Kapayin. He's not allowed to be the Shatz, meaning once he's davened his own Shemana Esrei, he leaves. That's what I mentioned. We're not discussing. We said that the Poyalim are not allowed to daven on the tree. So he's down, and maybe they're making a minyan, and there's a minyan locally, so he's down, but he shouldn't stay to Chazar HaShatz. And not only that, the Ein Eisin Kapayim. The Mepharshim say, you already told me you're not staying for Chazar HaShatz. So of course he's not going to duchen, but you might have thought that the duchening is a mitzvah to say midyaris, and maybe for that he should stay, hence we need to speak that out. And agav, tzarech in white hakad, did they not allow? Why was provision not granted for the mitzvah to say, as was pointed out? I mean, there are differences between the raisas and the rabbanan, and there is a mitzvah to say shel Torah for kahanim to duchen at least once a day, and nevertheless we're saying that he cannot do. So it seems to be, again, we're not nachis so much to the Reis and the Rabban and Haraya, we're saying he shouldn't duchen.
But we don't say the Birkat Kohanim anyway. Only the Sfaradim say the Birkat Kohanim.
Well, again, in Chutz Laaretz, but in Eretz Yisrael and places close to Eretz Yisrael, they would duchen. Good, fine. Frag the Gemara Votanya Me'ein Yudches. We learned in a different brisa that the only thing the poilim can say, is not a full Shemana Esrei, nor a main Shemana Esrei. Rashi says about 8 lines in the bottom, Havineinu l'das drachecha v'chulu shekoylel yud'alef brachas v'bracha achas v'kim rishenis, kim lachreinis, kehilchasin, and so on. Exactly, so we learned in a brisa that what the poilim can say is main yud'ches, amr sheishas l'kasha, harabin gamliel, the first brisa which says you say the full Shemana Esrei. That's going like Rav Gamliel. Ha, Rabbi Yeshua, the second brisa which says you do an abridged version, you do Havineinu, that's going like Rabbi Yeshua. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, Ma'iriya poilim, afilu kol adam nami. I mean, it's lav dafka din in a poil that this Rabbi Yeshua says that a person can always do havineinu. So that doesn't make sense to say. I mean, if we're speaking, we're saying poilim say havineinu. According to Rabbi Yeshua, anyone can say havineinu. If you look at the Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua, this name pek tzilas shacham mil aimer. B'chol yoyim yoyim mispal adam yudches brachas. Rabbi Yeshua aimer me'ein yudches. So it's mashma according to Rabbi Yeshua. Even chatchila you can do havineinu. So why would the brachas say poilim say brachas kriyashma and me'ein yudches? I mean, why is that then by poilim? That's even for kol adam could do that. So that chilek doesn't make sense. Ella ibvid Rabbi Gamliel. Both brachas are going like Rabbi Gamliel, who says you always need to say a full Shmoneh Esrei. I saw what's pshat that the second brisa says me'ein yudches, but leikasha kan ba'isin bischaron, kan ba'isin bisseudasan. Meaning, it's not pshat that Rabbi Gamliel categorically disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua and says there's no makom to ever daven havineinu. He says if you are a worker and you are meshubed lemelaches achirim. And not only are they feeding you your meals, but they're also giving you a salary, then you're not able to daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei. Then you have to do an abridged version, you have to do Avineinu. If all the... I'm sorry? Chiyuv. Yeah, you're not allowed to do, because you're Meshubet to the Bailim, to the Balabais. Masha Enkin, if the only thing he's giving you is your meal, your lunch, probably breakfast also, because we learned that, remember, we learned that when the poilim work for Malaysa Shachar, right? They're working for Malaysa Shachar, and then comes Mishiach, and then they start for Shema, and so on. So your breakfast and your lunch, maybe a supper, I don't know if you're lucky, then you can do a regular Shemoneh Esrei. All I'm getting is my food, I can do a regular Shemoneh Esrei.
But you said certain times of the year that you can't see, have you?
Correct, that is true, that is true. What would you do in a Hanami? I don't know, I'm not sure how that would work in different times of the year, in a Hanami. So Gemara brings a raya to this, for Tanya, this is B'nichusa HaPoylem, Shehoyu Oysim Malach Eitzel Malabayis, Keren Krishma, Umisbalin, Voichlin Piton. Yeah, here we have a Shaila in the Girsa. The Bach says, on the Ein Mavachim Mufaneh, he takes these words out, and he brings from the Girsa of the Rif, and Hagos Hashri, that their gear says, Mevarchin Lifanea, you do make a bracha before. And when you think about it, it's a little bit shver. I mean, what it takes so long to say, Amit Selechem in Aretz, that they would say, Ve'ein Mevarchin Lifanea. I mean, there must be more to it than that, but it seems quite a difficult thing to understand the Fum Riyatav. So our gear says that you do make a bracha before. I guess the word Aval becomes a little bit more difficult there now, according to the new gear, so Aval Mevarchin Lachrea Shtayim. And afterwards, you make two brachas. Now, we know that there are three brachas which are diraisa. We have three brachas which are diraisa. We have Hazan, we have Birkas Haaretz, and we have Bnei Yerushalayim. And we're saying only two brachas. Okay, so what do you do? So you need to incorporate the three points of Mazen, Birkas Haaretz, and Bnei Yerushalayim. So, Ketzad, Brach Rishena Kitzikuna, that you do normally. Shnia, Pesach beBirkas Haaretz, veKolim beNei Yerushalayim beBirkas Haaretz, and or some of the gears of the Chesim, you include the concept of beNei Yerushalayim beBirkas Haaretz, and the Brisa concludes, and this is Araya beMedvar Mamurim beIsin beScharon. That is when we say you can daven the full Shmoneh Esrei, Avol Isin beSeudasa. That's when we said, excuse me. Let's just finish off. Eisen b'sudasan, Aisha yibalabayis meisiv ma'en, mevarchin kitzikunan. So when do we say that you have an abridged version, like we said over here, that your koil and so on, your koil b'bayin yishayim b'brekas aritz and so on, so it's got to be abridged. That is if you're getting paid in addition. But if all you're getting is you're being fed, that's it. Aisha yibalabayis meisiv ma'en, or the balabayis is eating with you. And Farshim explained that Ad Kama, that he's being Mechabed, the Poilim, that he's eating with them, so clearly he's a gracious fellow, and he's generous, then Mevarchim Kitzikuna, then you don't need to make anything truncated and abridged, and you can daven everything normally. There's a very interesting tesis over here, the bottom tesis. Tesis says, V'chaisim b'birkas aretz. So we mentioned when it comes to Birkas Amazon, You don't say three full brachas. You say two brachas, and you incorporate Bein Yerushalayim in Birkas Haaretz. Apple gav rakteisus dimidiraisahim. Rakteisus an interessante kasha, even though it's diraisa. Yesh koyach biad chachamim lakod av minatera hoil v'trudim b'maleches balabais. That's a big answer. That's a bit of a whopper of an answer. Meaning, we're not so keen to pull out our big guns and say yesh koyach biad chachamim lakod av minatera. I mean, we say that if we're up against the brick wall,
yeah.
But we don't like to kind of, you know, say that as such. And as if we're stuck, we say call the mekadesh adai to the rabbanon, or you know, shev altas yesh koyach biad chachamim. Well, it's not a kumbase. They're saying don't say a third bracha, just shev al tasa, don't do so. But there's a very interesting Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Kuf Tzadi Aleph says the following. He says that v'li ein tzorich l'zeh. I don't need to come on to Tesis's answer. The ein minyan habrachas acha hamozen min ha-teira. Meaning, says the Beis Yosef of another Rishonim, and this will be Negea later on Daf Mem Vav, that midyaraisa you need to mention Mozen, and midyaraisa you need to mention Haaretz HaToiva, and midyaraisa you need to mention Yerushalayim, and so on. But that it has to be split up in three separate brachas? Where did that come from? Says the Beis Yosef. But they bring, but you know, they're in later on in the Masech, they say, you know, I in Tesis, and in Perakai occurred after Zayin and Aleph, that it's Mashma from Tesis, that even the actual split of separate individual brachas is Midyaraisa. Otherwise, Tesis doesn't need to come on to this answer of Yesh Kerech Biat Chachamim, and so on. Fine, says the Gemara by Zatan Rabbanan, B'Shiv Techa B'Veisach, we had all of this before, so we'll go through this quickly. B'Shiv Techa B'Veisach, Prat La'Esek B'Mitzvah, U'Valach Techa V'Derech, Prat L'Chosem. Mikan Amruch, Akenis Esa B'Sula Potter V'Salmana Chayiv. By Mashma, where do you get that from? Amr Papa, Ki Derech. Because it says, B'Lech Techa V'Derech, Ma Derech Rishus, Afachanami Rishus. Meaning, only if I'm involved in something which is optional, then the Torah compels me to say Shema. Frag the Yomar Mila askin into Ka'azlut by mitzvah. Dafila achi amrachmana likri. Why? Maybe the case is speaking about that I'm doing a mitzvah and the Torah still compels me to stop to say Shema. Imkei makra beleches. My belechtecha. When you're going, meaning if you're going to do something which you want to do, Shema mina beleches didach, hude mechayves ha'da mitzvah, betiris. Frag the Gemara Yahachi, my ear ya kenis es a besula, if you kenis es almana now. Me and if you kenis an almana, also there should be a ptur. So now we say, hacha tarid, the hacha le tarid. There's differences. In one case, by a besula, there's a tirda of bilas mitzvah. By an almana, there is no tirda. Five Yamara, what tirda is the pturi, mishum tirda, if you tavas, you nasa biyam nami. So your ship is sunk, it should also be potter. And Allama Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav. Avil Chai v'chametz is amuris b'teir. Rachutz menetz filan sharei nemra ben ter. We know that an Avil who is torrid is chai in all mitzvahs with the exception of tefillin on the first day. That it says pe'er shnei pe'er chachav shalecha. So you see, I is torrid, and nevertheless he's mechuyev in everything. So we say, Amri Hossam, tir de Rishus, there, by Aval, it's a tir de Rishus, whereas Hakonis is a Besula, it's tir de Mitzvah, tir de Mitzvah is enough to pati you, tir de Rishus is not enough to pati you. Just want to mention that there's a Rashi in Mesechus Sukkah, which is brought here in Likutei Rashi. Just there's a very interesting Nakuda, which I saw in the Sefer Drashas Beis Yishai, of Rav Shlomo Fisher, who's an Adam Gadol in Yerushalayim. And basically what he says is, if someone would come over to you, Rahman Latzlan, and said, I'm sitting Shiva, is there an Indian for me to be bizarre? I lost my Karev. I don't necessarily feel that much tsar. Should I try and be Ma'ur the tsar to try and really feel, you know, be Margish the tsar? Or no, if you feel it, you feel it. You don't feel it, you don't feel it. There's no Indian to kind of be Ma'ur yourself to have tsar as such. So he said, it's Meduk and Rashi and Sukkah, that there's a Yisoidistik Echilik between the Tsar of Rachman Litzlan on a Karev was Nifter, and the Tsar on Churban Abayis. The Tsar by a Karev was Nifter, says Rashi in Sukkah, Hasam tears of the Rishus, Sha'afal pi shuchayiv linhoig aveles shal ne'ila rechitza v'sicha laharois kvoid meisoi, ene chayiv litzar. And I'm a chuyiv to be mitzar, bichlau. Masha'in kin, when it comes to the Churban Abayis, you're mechuyiv to be ma'orer tzar. And he's got a fascinating piece over there about differences even in halacha, about whether or not a person should be able to learn Torah if a person is an Ovel, based on the chilek. It's one is just like it's an inyan of kavod and to be mara, and one is be'etzim, and differences about learning that he brings, if I recall correctly, he says that in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, it says you're not even allowed to learn Torah, but hear her. He says the Mechaber doesn't bring it in Hilchas Avelis. And he says, yeah, in a Hanami. If a person is thinking in a sugya, when they're sitting Shiva, he says, yeah, in a Hanami. As long as they're not being mara something, klapi chutz, there's no inyan be'etzim to feel. You just have to advise. You need to show and demonstrate it, klapi chutz. But when it comes to Churban Abayis, it's Nage Alibeich. It's the lave of Klal Yisrael. That is something which you actually need to be Ma'ir Tzah. It's got a beautiful piece. It has to do with this figure, and it has to do with the Rashi in Sukkah. Right. Sagan Mishnah Vayter. Rochat Laila Harishin Shemesa Ishte. So he bathed the first night after he lost his wife. Amr L'Tamid, Evli Matatan, Rabbeinu Sha'ovel, Aster Lirchitz. So he didn't say any shemel lechem. Here he explained. He says, "I'm different. I'm not a regular person. I am an istinus." Rashi says, maybe not over here, somewhere else. Okay, someone who is finicky and delicate and maunug. And I mean, the Gemara says elsewhere that an istinus is an individual that their life is not a life. It's miserable to be an istinus. But he said, I am an istinus, and this is not considered to be a rechitza of tainug. If you look at the top taste, the second taste is istinus, and either ikatzar im loy hayarechitz. The ene osa lirchitz bime evle elimishum tainug. Tainug is the isser. But if a person is actually in distress, then they're allowed to. Tesis gives other examples of situations, even on Yom Kippur and so on, when you'd be allowed to wash, and we know that's the din. If Allah Lamaisa, Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, if a child becomes dirty, you can wash them. It's not considered only a Ruchitza Shel Tainug, is what's also. He's saying, I am an Istinus, I'm not doing this out of Tainug. And when his famous servant, and we'll see the fame of Tavi is going to answer a question in a minute. He was Mekabel Tanchumim. People came to be Menachem him, and he accepted it, meaning he sat down and he wanted people to be Menachem him, so to speak. Like the Gemara is going to say later on. He's kosher. Now you might ask, well, so what if he's kosher? He's not one of your Shiva Kraven. So okay, so he's kosher. Mali, then he's kosher, but he's not from the Shiva Kraven. So there's a Tesa Rosh, and I think the Rashba says the same thing. Says the Tesa Rosh, find it somewhere. Yeah, he says like this. Okay, Shabbat Tavi Avdi Kibbalah Tenchum, and Mefar Shalab Yerushalmi, Mikan, Shetalmidei Shal Adam Chaviv Alav Kibnoi. So what if he's kosher? So he's a kosher eved. The Mishnah says that, you know, you marbe avadim and you marbe gezel. So he's kosher. Beside the way, he's not from the Shiva Kravim. So there's still no reason to be mekabel tanchumim. Elamai, if you have either a talmid or an eved who's meshamesh you be'emuna and so on, then he's considered to be like a child. And therefore, it would be appropriate to be Mekabel Tanchumim. We say, Hosanim im reitza likris kriyashma laila rishin kore. If he wants to lein shema, he can. Even though he's potter. We don't necessarily allow whoever wants to act in a manner which shows tzidkus and chassidus and so on to do so. It's not a partial thing for you to go ahead and make out that you are able to have that level of kavanah.
What's wrong with somebody wants to do it?
Yeah, because you are the Gemara is going to say because it's michsi kiyura. So if you're not ungodly, well, it's not michsi kiyura. We're going to see it. The Tosfos is at the end of the parak, but nowadays it's the opposite. sorry about that. No one was asleep. That'll wake you up. Yeah. Says the Gemara, my time at the Raman Gamliel. What's the reason of Raman Gamliel that he bathed his sovereign? Aninus Laila de Rabbanan. Because we know that the first day post the Misa, the one is in Einen until the Kavura, and the subsequent night, the Aninus of the Laila post Aninus is de Rabbanan. Dechsev achriso kiyoim mar. Meaning, the context of here is speaking about an Isha Zainab. And we're saying that her end is like the day of death, kiyoyim amar, like the bitter day, i.e. the day of death. Ubamokim is so it's dafka on the day itself, but the subsequent night is only midrabanan. Ubamokim istanis legoz rebe rabanan. In place of istanis, they didn't make exil. Let's see this Rashi. So Raninis laila de rabanan vafa bi shahaya lel. Yom Hamisa was the night of the day of death, or the subsequent night. Uksiva Aninas Biraisa, and Aninas is a din Biraisa, Tachsiv, Lechalti Ba'ini Mimano, by my Sasheni. Ubachas Miyemachad, Ein Aninas, the Alfi Rabbanan, Mivach Risaki, and Mark, Savram Gamil, Ein Laila Shal Achrov, Im Hayoim, Elamid Rabbanan, who the subsequent night is Midrabbanan. Yeshar Yemei Ha'evel, like the rest of the days of Avelis Vegabi Isnes Ligozi Be Rabbanan. Plutai Ditanoi, he bezvachim, and he is Lila Mitrais from the Rabbanan. Fine, very good. Tesis asks a very important kasha, second to last Tesis, and he is Lila de Rabbanan. Vim Tamer Vahare Oinen, Nami Einenoig Ella Bemeiser. Or Oinen, maybe Aninas, they change it to, or. Einen Gomer, Nami Einen Oeg, Ela B'Maisa. The Ikra Din of Aninus was only said by Maisa Sheni. We say, in the Vidri, we say, Lachalti Ba'oni Mimeno, in a Matzav of Aninus. So, besides that, that's referring to Maisa Sheni, Aval Inyim Rechitza Da'al Ve'ilas Derabbananu. But when it comes to Rechitza, it's always Derabbanan. Vim Kein La'oila Meim Al-Chad Aninus Laila Deraisa. Even if you want to say that the subsequent night is Deraisa, Hava. Now, Gabi Meister, still, the Gabi Ruchitz is the Rabbanan. This is an interesting answer. Yishleim, the E is the Havi, the Raisa Gabi Meister. Gabi Shar Dvorim, the Rabbanan, Nami, Havi Lon Lamigzar. The Chol, the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain, the Raisa Tikkun. So, if we would have said that the subsequent night is the Raisa, even only the Gabi Meister Shani, so, okay, the next night following the Kfura, even though it says Achrisa Kiyoim Mar, and that's Koilal the subsequent night, even though it's only Legavi Maisa Sheni, Tesa says it's very difficult for us to say that an Istanus would be excluded. But now that we say, anyway, even by Maisa Sheni, it's only the Rabbanan, so the way the Mufashim say it, it's like a trader Rabbanan. So here, Chazal, we're happy to waive it and say, okay, you know, for an Istanus, B'makim Istanus Legaz Rabbanan, anyway. The Chlau Aninus is the Rabbanan, and Rechitza, right? And the Aninus of Rechitza is also like a trade Rabbanan, therefore they were willing to make a concession. B'makim Istanus. Fine.
Even Istanus would be awesome.
Say again?
According to what you want to say now, if it would be the Yom of Misa itself, even Istanus would be awesome with their eyes to their face, even though he's not doing it for fun.
I'm sorry, the Gemara is saying it's only the actual day is also midiraisa, so the subsequent night is not.
Even for an Istanus, he's only doing it mishum, his Istanus, not mishum tam, it's still also
midiraisa. Why midiraisa? What do you mean? Well, I'm not, what way?
The night is in midirabanan, so an Istanus is not the kula to
be. You're saying it's mashwe, had he done it during the day? So I think that's what Tesis is pointing out. Tesis is pointing out even if the whole thing is the araisa, legabi bathing, it's never the araisa. Tesis is proving. It only mentions, it doesn't mention any restrictions midyaraisa about aninus legabi rechitza. It doesn't say that anywhere. It only mentions legabi maisa sheni. That's all we have in the chumash legabi aninus. So by definition, it's always going to be the rabbanan. He's saying, but lu yitzur legabi maisa sheni, it would have been diaraisa, then they wouldn't have just said, okay, but machemistinus will be makel. But now that you got two derabbanans, then you can be makel. I think that's good what Tesis is handling. Okay, says the Mabaita, Tan Rabbanan. Avodim u'shvachis ein oimdim aleihem b'shura, ein oimrim aleihem birkas aveilim v'tanchumi aveilim. So, when it comes to the, let's say, the post-Levaya of an Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis, so the Bailim, they don't make a shura for the Bailim to walk through. Number one, v'ein oimrim aleihem birkas aveilim, and the birkas aveilim, which was said, if you look at Rashi says about 15 lines down, Birkas Avelim, Birkas Rechava, in the Rechiv Shal Ir, Shemavrin Isai, Suda Rishayna Mishalachayim, the very first Suda which is given to the Ovel, Umavarchim Sham Birkas Avelim, Im Freshes Bixubas Perak Rishon. So that whole procedure is not done to the owner of an Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis who died. And so too, V'tanchumi Avelim, and you also don't accept Nechama, meaning if someone loses an Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis, it's inappropriate to try and be Menachem the person. You just don't do that. So, why not? So, the bottom taster says, why not? Dilma osi la suki liyuchsin. Very interesting taster. Meaning, what's going to happen? Imagine if the Bailim, the Baal HaEved Kanani, is Mekava, you make a Shura to him. And so on. The Divra Maschla of Tesis is going on Shura. Tesis says, because people will say, Vaisleis, he was a Yisrael Gomer, and he can marry a Bas Yisrael, and there'll be problems with Yichus, and so on. The Tzlach says that the reason of Tesis applies to all three reasons in the Braisa. I mean, the reason why you don't make a Shura, the reason why there's no Birkas Avelim, the reason why there's no Tenchumi Avelim, is because Dilma Asi Lasuke Liyuchsin. Because if people will see that you're being Menachem, the owner, they'll think he was a Yid, and so on. In fact, the Tzlach, if so, what's Pshat in Raman Gamliel? Why did he accept Tenchumim when Tavi Avdei, when his Eved died? Why was there not a concern that they're going to be Masik Em LeYuchsin? Like we mentioned before, because he was famous. Everyone heard, Reisim Tavi Avdei, Shatam Ad Chacham Hu Yedeh She'Eved, pot him in a sukkah, and that's why he sleeps under the table, under the bed, and so on. He gives another answer over there also. Good. Fine. Says the Gemara, Maiso Mesa Shifchase Shal Rebbe Eliezer. Nichnesu Talmidov Lenachabai. Now, Kevin Shiroi is Tom, Olal Aliyah. He thought, why am I Talmidim coming to be Menachem because I lost my Shifcha Kananis? I'm not going to sit Shiva. I'm not going to accept Tanchumim. So he decided he's going to try and disappear in the attic. Valachrov, they chased after him to the attic. And Nichnas la'an pilun. Rashi says, Bais cotton, shalifne traklin agodol. So he went into another room. Nichnas la'achrov. They came after him. Nichnas la'traklin, nichnas la'achrov. So he can't get away from the Talmidim. So, Amalan, kibaduma ani sha'atam nichvim b'peishrim. I thought you would be singed in lukewarm water. Achshav iatam nechem afilu b'chami chamin. I see you're not even singed in boiling water. I mean, I thought I was giving you a hint initially. I kind of slipped out of the room, so you'd realize that you don't need to give me any nechama. And I thought that would be enough of a hint for you. I see even, you know, three times and you're still not chapping. Loi kachshon isa b'chamis, did I not teach you? Alvodim u'shvachis ein oimdim aleim b'shura. You say, Kishem Shaimim Layla Adam, Al Shari, Val Chamere, Shemesu, Amakim Yamalacha Chisrencha, Kachemim Layal Avdi, Val Shifchosi, Amakim Yamalacha Chisrencha. It's a financial loss, and that is the way it is perceived. Adkan. Tanya Idach, Avadim Mishvach is Ein Maspidim Isai. One is in maspid. We know that if a person is mezalzel in the hesped of an adam kosher, it's a very bad thing. But nevertheless, there's no chiyuv to be maspid an eved. And here the lashon is ein maspid in oisan. Now Rabbi Yosi Omer, Im Ebed Kasher Hu, Aymrim Olav Hoy. Ish Toiv, V'Nemon, V'Nenem Yigiyoy. So three nice things you say. He was a good man, he was trustworthy, he was honest, and he made an honest living. He was Nene Miyigiyoy. Amraloi, in Kain, Mayinach, Delek Sherim. You're giving a beautiful hesped for an Eved Kanani. So what are you going to say for a regular kosher yid? There's an interesting mashal over here. The mashal says, yeah, he says like this, meaning when we say this lashon that he was nana miyigiyoy, he says like we learned that God will hanana miyigiyoy yosem yari shemayim, about the merits of a person who was making an honest living and so on. Says the mashal, elo de ba'avodim. This whole concept doesn't really apply to an Eved. He has to work. He's mechuyev to work. So it's not, well, he's making an honest living, he's going out and he's working, he's forced to work. He has to work. He's only doing mitzah the chesed. So it's not really called that he's nana miyigiyas kapay and so on, when he's forced into it anyway. So this is an inappropriate thing to say at the hesped and so on. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Kirin Avis Ela Shleisha. The Ein Kirin Imos Ela La'arba. There are only three Avis and there are only four Imos. Rashi says a very interesting. Ein Kirin Avis Yisrael Ela L'Shleisha Ram Yitzchak V'Yakov La'fuk Yishvatim. And Ela Arba Star Rivka Rach V'Leya. Little Ha'ara. I mean, Rashi told us before, Ela Shleisha Lafuk Yishvatim. Rashi didn't tell us in the Dibra Maschal Ela Arba, who's it coming Lafuke? I looked around to see if someone was aware of this question. I mean, of Kama, that it's Ein Ela, I mean, it's coming to say it's only this, Mashma, you're coming to be Mamayit, and the Gemara is going to, we're going to see from the Hemshech HaGemara, that it's coming to be Mamayit the Shvatim. But who would we have thought would have been included in the Emos that we're coming to be Mamayit? I'm just leaving that as a kasha, I'm not sure. Fine. So Ein Kirin Avos Ela Shleisha Ein Kirin Imos Ela Arba. So says the Gemara, Avos my time. Why not the Shvatim? Meaning, why don't we have 15 Avos? There's Gimel, the three Avos, and then the Yibay Shvatim. So Ilay Mishim Delay Adinan, Imi Reuven Kastinan, Imi Shimon Kastinan, because nowadays we don't know where we come from. We know we all come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We don't necessarily know what shape it. Yehachi Mos Nami Le'Yadinani Mirachal Kasinani Mileh Kasinan. Ella says the Gemara something which is very interesting. Ella Ad Hacha Hashivi. Up until Yaakov Avinu Hashivi. Tvei Le Hashivi. More than that, Le Hashivi. So, so Avad, of course, they are Tzadikim. But the level of chashivas they don't have. I saw one of the mafarshim, I think it's a sefer called Iye Hayam, that he says that there's no more chashivas of Maisa Ovei Simon Labonim post Yaakov Avinu. And that's what it means. There is no more significance on a national level that we should say you're an Av insofar as there's Teladis and Maisa Ovei Simon Labonim. And that I have a kasha, because there's a medrash, an incredible medrash. The Medrash says, "Kol Mashi Ira Le Yosef Ira Le Tzion." Everything which happened to Yosef HaTzadik happened to Tzion. If I'm not mistaken, the Medrash lists about 20 things. This happened to Yosef. This happened to Tzion. This happened to Yosef. This happened to Tzion. So it seems very clear that there is a Maisa of a similar bonim by Yosef. So to say that the Shvatim didn't have that, we certainly find that Yosef had that, unless you say, like some of Mefarshim say, the Rachamim Kodesh says. On the, he was called an Avreich. He was an Avrach. He was a Miktaz Av. And we know the Sfarim do speak about the Maimed of Yosef he's a little bit in between. You know, on the one hand, the Chumash Bereishis ends with the Misa of Yosef Atzadik. Chumash Bereishis is connected to Avis. Shmos is connected to Bonim. He appears at the end of Bereishis, and he appears at the beginning of Shmos. He appears in Bereishis, Batar, like a Miktas Av. He appears in Bereishis. In Shmos, he's already like, so he's the middle. There's a Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner writes and says that even though After with the advent of Yaakov Avinu, we know Achut Hamashulish Leibim Heru Yunatik and Yisrael Afabishachat Yisrael. It's impossible to lose your Jewish identity. But says Rav Huttner, there is one way to cut yourself off. Habal Anachris Vladik Amosa. The child will be a Nachris. So the one who said there was still a little bit of a Pirtza left in Klal Yisrael, and the one who fixed that Pirtza was Yosef HaTzadik. As the Medrash said, the entire time that we are in Mitzrayim, we were not nichshol in Arayis because of Yosef HaTzadik. So, it says Rav Huttner, he's a shtick la'av. That's why Ata Shnei Banecha Haneladim L'chaber Eretz Mitzrayim Karuv Meshim and Yuli, because he himself he was Nis'ala. So there is a little bit of a Maisa Avasim Labanim by Yosef, but Al Kapanim, that's what the way some explain that the Inyan of Hashivas is Lagabe the Maisa Avasim Labanim. Correct, 100%. Pagnidi idach. Alavodim ushvachis ein kernisam abba pleini the imma plainis. You don't give a title of chashivas to call them abba pleini imma plainis. The shal ramin gamlil hayu kernisam abba pleini the imma plainis. Frankly, amar the meis list. That's a steer to what you just said. Nein mishum the chashivi. They were very chashiv, and therefore it was appropriate to give them a title. Fine. Amar belozer. Maidach siv. Kain avarechacha b'chayayi b'shimcha esek hapoi. What does this mean? Kain avarecha b'chayayi zu kriyashma. It means it's referring to a kriyashma b'shimcha esek hapoi. I will, which means to your name, I will lift up my hands. Zu tefillah. This is referring to tefillah. So this pasuk that David is saying is referring to kriyashma and tefillah. So it's interesting. Just to mention, there's a famous Be'er Sheva. Reb Kivager brings the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva says, I've always wondered, why is it that we don't daven b'prisas kapayim? Now you see, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Makkos, he says, he'll lift up his kapayim. It says by David, that, esa kapay, this is zut tefillah, ask the Be'er Sheva, why do we no longer daven b'prisas kapayim? So he says, maybe the reason why is because it was hijacked by the Neitzrim. So things which have been hijacked by the Neitzrim, we no longer do. So that's the reason why. But Be'etzrim, it's the Nisil of Aveinu El Shemayim El Kel B'Shemayim. I mean, the pasuk indicates that is the way that you would daven for priestess Kapayim. I mean, the Pasha Pshat, I think Rabbi Shapiro said once that the Pshat is your Yadayim, which is the Koichi V'Oitzim Yadi of the individual, and I do things, it's my handiwork. So I'm giving it back to you, Hashem. It's like an admission that even my hands, which I think are mine, because I'm the one who's poiled with my hands, I'm giving it back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the way that one should be Eimed B'Tfilah. We don't do it nowadays, says the Be'er Sheva, because of the Neitzrim. Fine. Says the Gemara, Ve'im Oisa Kain, if a person does that, Olav HaKasav Eimer, like the Pasuk continues, and the pasuk says, "Kamechelev v'deshin tizba nafshi," meaning like it's as if you brought chelev of the karbonis, and they say it's referring to the trumas adeshin tizba nafshi. V'le'oid, as the pasuk continues, "Elashneichol shnei lamim ma'ilam azeri lamabar shnemer." Pasuk says, "V'sifsei renanis yehalal pi," and that's a remis to both of the olamis. The Gemara says now, very interesting, famous Gemara. The Gemara is going to go through a list of several private tefillas which the Amoraim used to say at the end of their Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Basa, the Messiah Slesi, Amar Hachi, the end of his tefillah, he would have his own tachnunim. And he would say, Yiratan milfanecha Hashem alekeinu, shetishkan bepureinu, that Rashi says it means in our goyro begeroleinu ava v'achva v'shalom v'reus. Rashi says begeroleinu in our lot, so it should rest in our goyro ava achva shalom v'reus. The tarbeg v'uleinu v'talmidim v'tatzliach seifenu achris v'tikva v'tosim chalkeinu began eden v'siknenu v'chever toiv v'yetzer toiv v'ilamcha. So let's see Rashi, the way Rashi understands what this tefillah was. So again, Rashi says,
why don't you say it?
Oh, we'll mention this in a second. So if you look at Rashi, about 15 lines from the bottom, Rashi says, "Beporeinu begaralenu." Achris v'tikva. Sheteach risenu toiva. That our end should be good. V'nira mashikivina. We should see that which we hoped for. Meaning we are longing to get to Gan Eden. And that's what we are here in this world for. So we should, the achris and tikva should be good. The sakneinu is a lashon of tikun. V'nashkim. We should get up. V'nimtze yachal v'aveinu liyoshamecha. What does that mean? Shalo yizgaber aleinu yetzer hara behirur halayla. Losur me'acharecha b'yoyim. Meaning the hira halayla should not cause us to deviate and to go away from you during the day. Ela kishen nashkim b'chol boiker nimtzelu b'aveinu me'yachalecha. We should wake up still with a hope that we want to go after you and serve you. V'tavu l'fanecha k'iras nafshenu. And so on. So that was the tefillah which Rabbi Elazar said. Perhaps just to mention, there's a tzlach over here. The tzlach says that Rabbi Eliezer says later on that meaning a person, if a person just says a stale tefillah by rote, which is impassionate every day, day in, day out, that's not going to do it. I mean, as a Rahmana Liba boy. So he said that being that the Anshe Knesset HaGadela will machayev us to say the Nisach HaTfilah, there is this concern of you're making Tfilah Sikva. It's not going to be Niskabo. So therefore, there's merit in saying your own private Tfilah and your own Lashon so that it shouldn't be Sam, it shouldn't be a Tfilah Sikva. And therefore, if we, you know, some of us, we say the same thing which they say. You know, we say, we're going to see in a minute, the Hirots, and one of the Hirots, which one of the Amorim say, we say it. So if we're also going to do that, then we have the same problem. There is merit. A person should, at the end, the Pesachim say, and the Svarim said, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, before you take three steps back, you're supposed to daven your own Lashon. That's the time when you can say your own tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara here tells us of the private tefillahs which the Amorim said. Yeah, your own Lashon, sure.
Is it
more
the same here? When did they say it? By the end of the Shulet?
Yeah. It's interesting because we're going to see some things over here which we don't say at the end of Shulet. So we say it by, you know, when we bench Rish Chodesh and in the morning after Birchas HaShachar. It says the Gemara, Yechon Basa de Messiah, Slays the Amrachi. Look at our busha. You should have rachamim. So this was Rabbi Yochanan's lashon of Zerubbabel. The Mishnah says, "Yom Ha'achi Ratzen Mafanach Hashem Lakenu Shulei Nechta." We shouldn't be chayitz for the neivah. We shouldn't be kolam mi'avisenu. We shouldn't be embarrassed from our avos. The shaila had to be gerus, but simple pshat is we shouldn't be embarrassed from the actions of our avos. V'chia basa dematzli Yom Ha'achi Ratzen Mafanach Hashem Lakenu Shetei Siraschem Nesenu Ba'al Yad V'libeinu. We shouldn't be upset. Ba'al Yech Shechoinenu. Rav Boset Slesi Amrachi Yehi Rotzen Mofanach Hashem Bekeder Shisitin Lano Chayim Aruchim Chayim Shal Shalom Chayim Shal Teva Chayim Shal Bracha Chayim Shal Panasa Chayim Shal Chilat Satsamais Chayim Shish Bemiris Chayt, which they say is Yiras Reimimus, because I call B'day Shemaim Chutz Miyiras Shemaim, so you shouldn't daven for that. Chayim She'ein Mem Busha Chlima Chayim Shal Eishav Chavod Chayim Shetei Bonu Avas Tervir Shemaim Chaim Shetimarulano is Kol Mishalas Libenu L'Toiva. The things which we want should be L'Toiva. Why and exactly when history did this become part of the formal Nisach when we bench Rosh Chodesh? I'm not sure. What? In the when? When?
After
what? Oh yeah. Interesting. That's what the Sfaradim do. Rabbi Boset Slesi Amrach, Yirat Samaf Nechashal Mekena Velaki Avisenu, Shetat Selina Me'azifanim, Me'azifanim, Me'adam Ram, Impega Ram, Yitzir Ram, Nechavara, Me'shachin Ram, Me'sad Mashach, Zvidin Kashi, Me'badin Kashi, Ben Shu Ben Bris, Ben She'ene Ben Bris. It's interesting, Rashi says, in the word She'ene Ben Bris, Rashi says She'ene Mahol. So is the mashmos of Rashi, it's referring to a yid who's not mahol, meaning we're not davening to be matzlami from someone who's a goy, but a yid who's not mahol is often more difficult. Yeah, so that's a good question. There's a few pshatim on what each of the two Yerushalayim is referring to. Some say once we mention Oisha v'Chovid, then we need to ask again for Yerushalayim. There's lots of pshatim. Says the Gemara, "V'afol gav de kaimi kitzutzi ali the Rebbe." What does that mean? Zok to Ashi, "Afol gav de kaimi kitzutzi ali the Rebbe." Shahayu shaitrim oindim b'mitzus Antoninus. The Gemara is saying that even though Rebbe had protection from Antoninus, he had this close connection with Antoninus, and Antoninus said, I'll give you police protection. Nevertheless, you see, Rebbe HaKadosh, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should protect me, and you should be matzal me. So he's saying, even though he had a protection because he was Karv Lamalchus, nevertheless, that's what he davened. You should place shalom in the heavenly tribunal and down below. We'll see what that means. Whether they're oiskin lishma, says Rashi, the pamal yishol mala, the chaburis, sorry, when the guardian angels of the nations in Shemayim have arguments, take of Yishkatata Bena Umais, there will be a manifestation down below. And so on. Okay, let's stop here. Thank you.